Most people assume raised beds are a pricey garden upgrade, but the truth is you can make one in minutes for less than the price of a coffee, and using simple materials you may already have lying around. In this video, I will show you three instant raised bed ideas, explain which might be best for particular spaces, and then we'll plant one up together step by step. Let's start with the cheapest and simplest option of them all, a big old reusable bag. These bags are incredibly tough. They're made from really strong polypropylene and they hold soil really well, and chances are you may have one of these already lying around. This sort of bag is actually quite a good dimension. It's about 2 feet by 1, quite generous in size, but you could go all out and get something even bigger, like an old bulk bag that you got a delivery in. This would be a really super raised bed. Our bag here is pretty much ready to go, but first I need to cut some drainage holes into the bottom just to allow for excess water to come out. Plants will hate sitting in saturated, like overly soggy soil, so this step is essential. Now you can gather up and pinch in and cut off like this to make your hole, or you could use something like a soldering iron to burn them through, or perhaps a screwdriver to stab some holes. And I'm going to make between 6 and 8 of them. This bag is a little bit over a foot, or about 35, 40 centimetres tall or something like that, and filling it up could get quite expensive. Now, so far I've spent about $2 or £1.50 on this bag delivered, and I don't want to blow the budget. So with that in mind, I'm going to part fill my bag with various bits of prunings and offcuts and so on to save a bit of money. Now, I've even got an old bit of raised bed in here to help fill this, which is sort of ironic, isn't it? I'm going to fill it about a quarter to a third of the way to the top with this woodier material. Next up, I've got this pile of wood chip here. This is slightly finer material, and it's going to go on top of our sticks here. You could use smaller sticks, maybe some leaves from an old leaf pile, or even grass clippings mixed in with slightly woodier material so it doesn't turn to mush. Now, this is a little bit like a hugelkultur bed, where you're adding kind of part decomposed and rotting materials into the base, heavier things like logs and so on, and then that will slowly break down and release its nutrients into the potting mix and soil we're going to put in the top here. So far, so cheap, but now for the soil that's going to fill it up to the top. And for that, I've got a beautiful mix of garden soil, garden-made compost, and then some potting mix. And that's the only real expense here. And I'm going to mix it all up and then fill our bag to within about an inch or a couple of centimetres of the top. And then to finish, just a light handful of organic fertiliser. I'm just using bloodfish and bone. Just get your fingers in there and tickle it up. And there we go, in less than 10 minutes, we've made ourselves a beautiful miniature raised bed. Bags like this can start to degrade in full sunshine. So one way around that is just to literally shade the bag, hide it from view of the sun by putting around some sort of skirt. Now, the very cheapest and freest option would be to use something like cardboard here, but that isn't very attractive. So one thing I'm going to be doing is getting some lovely reed screening and then putting that around the bag and cutting it down to size to give a really beautiful finish. This miniature raised bed would be perfect for a patio or terrace, for example, and it's big enough to grow things like lettuce, herbs, radishes, spinach, or even tomatoes and peppers in it. But if you are looking for something a little bit sturdier and plastic-free, then let's look at option 2. Now, having tried this out a few times already, I have to say that this wire cage raised bed we're going to make next is shaping up to be my favourite because it's fast, flexible, and of course, still very cheap. There are lots of options for making a cage wire bed. Now, something like this chicken wire here would be perfect, although it is quite flimsy. Or you could really supersize your raised bed with something like this galvanized wire deer or stock fencing here, and this can be cut down to your desired height. Today, however, I'm going to be using this hardware cloth. It's got small squares here, it's still super flexible, but it's got a nice bit of rigidity to it. Got Rosie joining us. Now, I'm going to unfurl about between 3.5 to 5 foot or 1 to 1.5 meters of a kind of circle of this stuff, and then we're going to cut it. It's a bit sharp, some of these metal spiky bits here, so do wear gloves to protect yourself, whatever you do. And now I'm going to just get the right sort of shape. Something like that is about right. And then I'm going to just fasten the ends with some more of the metal little pieces I've cut off. You could use cable or zip ties, of course, but they're plastic. And I did promise you a plastic-free bed, so let's do it properly. And once you're done joining it all up, you can just flex it into whatever shape you want. And I would say that is shaped up very nicely indeed. Our cage bed has got lots of holes in it, obviously, and if I was to water it, well, the potting mix and soil at the top would probably get washed out. So to avoid that, I'm going to line it. Now, you could just use cardboard like this. It's usually free from deliveries or what have you. I'm going to use cardboard for my inside layer, but then have a pretty facing layer on the outside of Hessian here, or burlap, and that will look really handsome, I think. Now, because this is going to sit directly onto the ground, I've moved it into position before I fill, and also it would be a lot heavier to move as it is like this. You could enclose the bottom with, say, old compost bags to have it sit on your patio or whatever, but this one is ideal for sitting directly on the ground. And to fill it, it's the same as before. Larger materials at the bottom, and I've got these beautiful old logs here which are already decomposing beautifully, so I'll part fill the bottom with these guys, and then we'll get progressively smaller as we get to the top. All of those lovely logs and sticks at the bottom will really help to improve drainage with this raised bed. And then I'm going on with my wood chips, but you could replace that with, say, part decomposed compost to save you a bit of time and effort. And then finally it's on with the lovely mix of that soil, garden compost that's matured, and potting mix. Now I'm just going to finish with that all-important handful of organic fertiliser, blood, fish and bone, and then tickle it all in and level it off. Smells good, and I think someone's interested. Plastic storage boxes are everywhere, sheds, garages, cupboards, and with a few modifications they can make really great mini raised beds as well. First, make sure the container is made from food safe or food grade plastic, and the way to check for that is to look for the recycling symbol. Plastics labelled 2, 4 or 5 are generally considered safe to grow food in, or look for a little symbol of a fork with a cup or wine glass. Other things you could look for are writing or a label that says BPA free or FDA approved, or if in doubt, just ask the supplier. Next up, we need those drainage holes, don't we, so make sure this doesn't fill with water and drown our plants. And as the plastic is quite sturdy, this time I'm drilling the holes in. There are all these little bits of plastic from the drilling, so just shake them off carefully and take them indoors to dispose of responsibly so they're not in the garden. And then, just like before, it's in with our various prunings and forage bits of wood and so on, and then our wood chip, and then our compost soil and potting mix top. Again, lightly firm the soil here at the top just to make sure there are no air pockets, and then you are good to go. This bed would be perfect for salads, herbs, baby carrots, in fact, just about any compact crop. And because of its convenient size, you can drag it about to make the most of sun or shade. In fact, this one is even on wheels, so you can wheel it about like that. And I've seen little plant caddies that you can pop containers onto to wheel them about with more ease. So with our three instant raised beds ready to go, it's now time to plant one. Let's plant our beautiful wire cage one here with some spring planting favourites. Now, I've got some compact cabbage here, and then over here some beautiful loose leaf lettuce. And I'm also going to put in some roots, these lovely multi-sown beets or beetroot here, and then these carrots which I have sewn into these little egg trays here, and I will link to our video on using egg trays down below in case you missed that one. Now, just to get them out of their pots and pop them straight in. And there you have it, a complete raised bed in mere minutes. And once these guys are done in sort of midsummer, I'll perhaps replant with something like kale and maybe dwarf or bush beans and keep the party going all season long. So there you have it, three instant raised beds that cost next to nothing. No specialist tools, carpentry skills or big budgets, just a little creativity. If you would like to try making a more traditional raised bed, then please do download the abridged version of my book, where I will show you how. Just head on over here to get it, and it will cost you nothing at all. I'll catch you next time.